A looming question for homeowners in flooded areas is what to do about the damage. When it comes to floods, there's a lot homeowners' policies don't cover. We're joined now by Amy Bach of United Policyholders, a consumer advocacy group. Amy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity.
And the natural question here is, how much does insurance cover? And do people, of course, have flood insurance to begin with?
Well, not enough people have flood insurance, particularly for such a devastating event as this one that's going on right now. Home insurance policies exclude flood damage. So that's going to be a big problem for people who don't have flood insurance.
That is, if you have not sought out flood insurance, it is very likely that your homeowner's policy is not going to help.
It won't help if all the damage came from rising water. But if a tree fell on your house, opened up a hole, and the rain fell in through that hole, then you would have coverage for that.
I see.
Have coverage under your home policy for falling water, not for rising water, unless you have flood insurance.
Falling water, not rising water. Okay, got that. And so what recourse does a homeowner have if they don't have flood insurance and their home is totaled or close to totaled?
Well, if they are income eligible, they can apply for a FEMA grant of up to $31,000. And if they don't meet the income eligibility criteria for the grant, they can take out an SBA loan, a very low interest loan. And that is a good option for people who need money to finance repairs and who do not have flood insurance.
SBA, the Small Business Administration. You, I understand, have actually worked with folks in Manitou Springs who experienced flooding there because of the fires. Is it your sense that anyone who's not perhaps directly on a creek or a river has flood insurance? Talk to us about what you noticed in terms of the insurance.
Well, I think that between any area that's had a wildfire where you have what's called a scar and you no longer have the trees and the roots there to hold the water back, anybody in an area like that should be getting flood insurance. Anybody who's in any area near a body of water should be getting it. But the reality is a lot of the folks who are getting hit in your area had no reason to think that they would ever be hit by a flood. So I think, you know, the lesson here is, in a sense, all bets are off. And if you can afford flood insurance, you should buy it.
There is a waiting period usually, right?
Yes, there is. There's a 30-day waiting period, but you should apply for it now.
Is it expensive?
Well, it hadn't been. Flood insurance had been, for many, many years, very affordable because it is a limited product and it's sold basically by the government, with some participation by private insurance companies. But because the program was running at a pretty big deficit, Congress last year put through some big changes, and the rates for flood insurance are scheduled to go up quite a bit in October for many people. But even so, getting a quote for it, and if you can get it through a private company like Lloyd's of London, if you can afford flood insurance, it's a wise buy. It's a very big exclusion in a home policy.
Are there going to be people, given your past experience, who simply lose everything or sort of starting from scratch in terms of their home?
This is a horrible situation, without doubt. And United Policyholders has been working since Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey with people who got hit very hard, in many cases wiped out, and had no flood insurance because they didn't know they needed it. They weren't in a zone. They weren't mapped to be high risk for flood. And, you know, there are resources. There are definitely resources. So being completely wiped out is pretty unusual. You know, there's loans, there are charitable resources that will come into play. So hopefully there will be some aid available for everybody who's impacted by this, but it is an awful situation.
That's Amy Bach, Executive Director of United Policyholders, a consumer advocacy group. Flood victims can start applying for FEMA assistance today. The website is disasterassistance.gov. and we've put a link at cpr.org. We'll be right back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.